Phillies looking to take 2 of 3 from the Marlins in Miami. Odubel Herrera and Daniel Nava brought their sticks to the ballpark, as did Nick Williams. Top of the first, facing Dan Straley with a runner aboard.
There goes Galvis. The pitch is lined to center field, and that's going to go all the way to the wall, and the Phillies are going to take the lead.
That's three.
Yeah, Williams is already around second base, and he's picking up Juan Samuel, and he's going to get there standing. His first major league triple. The Phillies are on top 1-0.
3-1. Breaking ball hit in the air center field. Herrera back. He's out of room, and it is gone. He's done it again. Giancarlo Stanton with his 30th home run of the season.
Whitgren to the belt. Here's the pitch. Swung on and ripped into center, a base hit. One run will score. They'll send Galvis home. No throw by Yelich. It's a two-run single for Daniel Nava, and the Phillies now lead it 6-2.
The pitch
swung on, cue the other way. Backhand, Dietrich can't get it, and it's 7-2, Phillies.
Worley with a 1-0.
Swung on, line to center. That'll be a base hit, and it's a two-run double for Michael Franco.
The Phillies win it 10-3. It's an offensive explosion as they bang out 20 hits. Daniel Nava had a career-high 4. Nick Pivetta improves to 3-5, allowing 3 runs in 5 1/3 innings. After the game, Nava talked about his tremendous day at the dish.
It's obviously a lot of fun, but it starts with pitching. And I think even though they got a run in the first inning, Nick came back, settled down, got in a good rhythm, and that allowed us to go out there and I guess feel like we could, you know, get some things going, be a little more aggressive.
Back in the 6th inning, the game was still in doubt. You came up right after Michael had popped up with 2 guys on. You're able to pick him up, get 2 RBIs in that situation. That's the kind of thing winning teams do, and you and I have talked about that, how important it is for a team to do that.
Yeah, but I even think before that, we had some Knapp had, had a runner in score position at third base, got the sack fly. Those are the little things that we talked about before that, you know, we're trying to execute more, and I think that as the season goes on, hopefully we're seeing that, and hopefully the fans are seeing that we are executing a little more. Obviously, there's still work to be had, but we got to take things, you know, 1 step at a time.
Yeah, 3-3 on the road trip, 3 of the last 4. Yeah, they say hitting is contagious. We saw that today. How do you carry it into the homestand now? Can you do that even with the off day tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we're going to take our bats and glue them together or something like that. I don't know. It obviously is contagious. I think that you see how much fun we have, and the guys are loving the fact that we're winning. So it's been a long time coming to win a series. We'll take it, and like you said, hopefully we can carry on.
After an off day on Thursday, the Phillies host the Brewers Friday. Aaron Nola gets the start against Matt Garza.